Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh. Okay, here we are, 2026. First iteration of Freddy Friday. 51 more to go, for those of you that are counting and keeping score. It would appear that we are facing challenges. See, we have dominated for most of our existence. And now, unfortunately, we see a threat to that, to the keeping this existence intact. But one of the best things about it is if you get out there and you start this to begin with, and you start looking for things and analyzing them, you might find solutions. Finding solutions is great if you have the will to put them into effect. That's always stupendous. Now, Samuel P. Huntington defines a civilization as a cultural entity. Civilizations are thought to be the broadest, most comprehensive cultural grouping to which human beings belong, larger than nations, ethnic groups, or religious communities. And the core state of Western civilization is America. Now, when we forget who we are, we lose our ability to adhere to the concept that binds us together, right? And what are the concepts that bind us together? Well, history binds us together. Language binds us together. Cultural traditions, institutions, and one of the more critical factors is religion. Now, if you look at a nation that takes people from other nations, then integration becomes that determines the country's fortune, if you will. So you have to have a lot of things for this to work, right? You have to have a cohesive propensity to innovate. You have to figure out what the best governance practices are, then adopt those. You have to encourage family growth. You have to promote universal education. And you have to adopt a widely accepted moral code that builds on what makes us Western adherents to civilization. Values that include the rule of law and individual independence and merit. And then, you know, then you got to look at the rising tide of innovations from those individuals as they raise, you know, that raises all boats. And now, unfortunately, we have the fun expression that diversity is our strength. That began in the Clinton administration. Actually, the opposite is totally true with this one. You know, diversity is the enemy of civilization. Diversity injects chaos into what was well-ordered and familiar family ties, if you will, that every civilization relies on. And the corollary to the diversity crowd is the isolationist. Or the American firster crowd, as they would say. And they, in turn, are unable to point to any time in our history where we prospered by walling ourselves off from the wall. Now, the West depends on a robust balancing of our needs that we need here and the requirement for trade reciprocally with other nations, defending our interests and not allowing any other nation the opportunity to dominate us, either politically, militarily, or economically. That's been the key to our success. Waiting in the wings are the other expectant civilizations to see their time coming at our expense. Three of the seven other major civilizations jealously covet what we have achieved. Like the Confucian, which is fundamentally coming out of China, or Islamic, which is a bunch of competing and cooperating Muslim-dominated countries, and the Slavic Orthodox, which is primarily Russia. Now, China and Russia both share certain factors that mitigate against them being belligerent and dangerous. They have slowing growth rates that threaten their stability. They're both run by dictators, and they don't value their citizens' lives very much at all. Neither country upholds the universal worth of individuals over the state, which is an alien principle to us. But they are also rational actors, and we can likely deal with them. The most fundamental attribute is a need to survive. I'm always good with the need to survive. I always love it. Therefore, they're unlikely to do anything that would undermine internal stability. Not a guarantee, but right now today, it's about as good as we're going to get. Which leads us to the third civilization. Islamic nations remain the wild card. No single Islamic country that holds sway over any of the others. Right now you're hearing about the Iran uprising. Well, you know, prior to 1979, Iran was a secular country. It was not run by the Islamics. So this was always coming for Iran. That was always coming. From time to time, the orbital mechanics involved may influence one or the other or both. It is a fact that Muslims kill Muslims more often with just as much emotion as any infidel. There are five major sects. Shia and Sunni are predominant, but there are many variations of belief and no real reconciliation. And it's fragmented because it has no single dominant core state capable of providing leadership. Norms are, you know, just depends on who's running things that particular day. The Islamic world shows a higher level of violent conflict than other civilizations. I'm not judging. I'm just observing. And it's likely due to all that clan and tribal-based nature of Islamic countries. Now, I believe that in a world with an unlimited number of threats and opportunities, we need two things to endure. And I think we're working on one. First, we have to fix our society and its culture to give it a better chance to endure. That's not the one I think we're working on. Second, we must never surrender the high ground or the West military dominance that protects us from the unknown and frankly, the unknowable. And until that time comes, everybody should understand the need for the West to remain militarily dominant. So, I don't know if this person is listening on the text line. Somebody out there in Atlanta waiting for a flight to Anchorage and tomorrow on to Nome for 13 weeks. Can you get my show in Alaska? You can get my show anywhere in the world with the Odyssey app. And it's free to download. And then you just dial it up. So we have two that we probably can work with, and one that we're going to have to dominate. And we had better get into the dominant frame of mind. I guess Marjorie Taylor Greene is gone now, and, you know, well, good riddance. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene is gone. She didn't leave as a martyred principal. She left as a case study on how rank opportunism can masquerade as populism. And how you can very loudly proclaim all this integrity, you've got all this integrity, and how it can coexist with some of the most cynical behavior that the D.C. swamp has to offer. Now, she entered Congress in January 2021, branding herself as a sworn enemy of the political class, promising to drain the swamp and to stand shoulder to shoulder with working Americans. 5 years later, she has timed her exit to meet the minimum service threshold for securing a taxpayer-funded congressional pension. And that benefit was locked in by her dating her resignation of January 5th, 2026, 3 days after completing exactly 5 years in office. Under federal retirement rules, that service guarantees her a deferred annuity beginning at age 62, estimated at $8,700 annually. This is all based on benefits, not sacrifices. Now, the timing mattered because Green's public rationale did not align with her personal incentives. She announced her resignation in November, which followed a public rupture with Trump, the same man whose leadership she was the champion of for a while, and that was framed as moral awakening. But the context of it all means everything. Almost immediately after distancing herself from Trump, she got picked up by all the lefty media outlets. And those same outlets spent every year that she was in office, they spent all those years portraying her as a, you know, threat against American democracy. In late December, the New York Times Magazine published a lengthy profile showing her to be reflective and mature and newly disillusioned with Washington based on two extended interviews conducted that particular month. It emphasized her claimed growth, and they got out there and they tried to frame her split from Trump as principled rather than strategic, and thus it went into the echo chamber and it began to rebound left, right, and center. During November, CNN provided high-profile interviews in which Green criticized Trump as out of touch on affordability. The funny part about all of this is we have seen this episode before, haven't we? We've seen it with all of these guys that go in, and they go in principled and all these. How many have we had? Out of the Tea Party class of 2010, we got one guy left. We got Tim Scott, who did not go in as a senator. He got appointed, and then he's been elected, I think. But of the guys that we had, Mulvaney didn't disappoint. Gowdy did. Duncan did. You know. And I think that has to do with going up there and existing in that cesspool for as long as you do. Eventually, you're going to drink some of that water. You're going to get infected, too. Now, Green's out there saying she's going to abandon what she calls toxic rhetoric. And in CBS's 60 Minutes, they came in there with their first major post-resignation interview. And, they portrayed her as vulnerable and defiant. How do you do both? How do you do both? Then the Washington Post amplified Green's warnings of fractures within the GOP. And of course they did. They're all waiting for something like that. They're all waiting to hear that we're at each other's throats. Then she was on The View. And when you get on The View and they like you, that's a tell. That's a red flag. And all of that sudden embrace did not happen in a vacuum. It transpired after her rapid financial ascent during her time in office. When Green entered Congress in 2021, her estimated net worth stood at approximately $700,000. By April 2025, disclosure showed her net worth had ballooned to roughly $22 million. Those gains were not passive. Green's investment activity included repeated well-timed stock purchases in major corporations like Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, Visa, Walmart, and Palantir, many of whom surged shortly after her trades. Her portfolio posted returns of approximately 18.6%, outperforming many of her congressional peers and exceeding typical market benchmarks. She purchased Palantir shares days before the company secured a federal contract with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, despite sitting on the Homeland Security Committee, which oversees ICE. Now, see, this is happening all over the place. I don't care if it's Republicans or Democrats. You know? After years of all of that unwavering loyalty, her public break with Trump intensified following several disputes with him, and they were designed to amplify Republican internal divisions for a hostile media and the blue audience. So Trump disavowed her and called her wacky. And then she resigned. And that's when she recast herself as the lonely truth teller, standing up to the swamp creature interests. Her animus apparently stems from a cascade of unmet personal ambitions that exposed her underlying boundless opportunism. She wanted to be a senator. She's not known well enough to be a senator in Georgia. And all of this seemingly transformed her from a staunch MAGA loyalist into a vocal critic when she failed to secure the coveted benefits from the new administration. She wanted to be the Secretary of Homeland Security. She viewed it as a natural fit for her anti-immigration stance. She was passed over for Kristi Noem, and she interpreted that as personal betrayal. Then she decided to go after John Ossoff's current seat in the Senate and seeking Trump's endorsement during March, and she wanted to advance the MAGA agenda only to face negative response from the White House, which deemed her chances slim based on internal polls. And all of that resentment boiled over into policy flips. So, hey, you know what? All things told, all things considered, we're not losing anything here. And this is she is a great, great example to use for why we need term limits. But I don't think she would have met her term limit either. I mean, she resigned as soon as she had secured that pension. Coming up next, for the first time in 2026, we're going to be talking to Michael Letts from investusa.org. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, here we go. First time in 2026. Seems like it's been since last year since I spoke to him from investusa.org. That is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Always a privilege to be with you. It's last year. It's been a while.
Yes, yes. I've been seeing a bunch of Democrats out there talking about how it might be illegal for us to blow up drug boats coming out of Venezuela and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, they also the same people that think it's illegal to lock them up for stealing from the taxpayer. So,
oh,
put a lot of faith in what they have to say.
Oh, so what's going on with that right now? I mean, I look at fentanyl as a weapon. I don't look at it as a. I mean, didn't we only, we lost 57,000 people in Vietnam, right?
That's correct.
Over 15 years or so. 12, 13.
We lost hundreds of thousands here.
Right.
to fentanyl.
To fentanyl. Per year.
Per year. That is correct.
Yeah. So I look at fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. I look at those guys as combatants. I don't know why they're in the boat. Don't care.
Yeah, you are exactly right. They are enemy combatants. You've done that for some time. And when we're talking about, as you put it, hundreds of thousands, you realize when you're talking to them, that's yearly, that's annually, we'll surpass the number lost in World War II if we continue at this rate.
Right.
And all for something that can be avoided very simply. You know, in World War II, they were firing back at us.
Right.
This one here, we can just sink them and put them in the bottom of the ocean and save hundreds of thousands of people at the same time. Now, what idiot would think that that's not the best thing to do for the citizens of the United States of America?
Now, and the United States is not alone in this, right? I mean, France is watching this because Europe, they're concerned about all of this stuff going on right now. They want to see this stuff stop. There's a lot of countries involved in this besides the United States. So,
And you know what you see today, Maduro is coming with his hat in his hand, begging, what can we do to go on ahead and try to figure out how we can end this and allow him to stay in power? Problem is, I don't think that's an option, Bill. Like, I know it's not an option. He has made it abundantly clear that, you know, he can't believe or trust anything that he says. It's not just fentanyl issues. Remember, that's what he's saying. What can we do? We'll work out some kind of a deal. And it did it yesterday because, you know, we went on the interior last night and took out a bunch of their docking facilities and other things. It wasn't just in the waters. Now we've actually gone on to Venezuelan soil and put a real hurting on, wiped out some major issues, some major docking facilities.
Right.
And so now he realizes just how bad off they are, and he wants, you know, what can we do? We'll talk about how we can reduce drug flow to the United States. We're not interested in how you're going to reduce drug flow. I mean, that's a small thing, consider what you did, you know, with the voting machine set up and everything else. It's not just the voting machine set up. There's all kind of actions they have taken. You know, it was one thing to send drugs. Then they decided they're going to send gang members, turn the Aguero, that's their foreign operating base in Venezuela, to ship them all into the United States. Hey, while we're at it, let's go ahead and topple your government by fixing the elections, using electronics, and so that we can manipulate them and change the ballot results and put in the people that we want. I mean, is there anything else they could do other than to just put boots on the ground? They've gone about every route they can go, and now suddenly you want to say, oh, I guess we offended you. I'll tell you what, we'll fix a couple little minor tweaks here, and I'll be friends again. Doesn't work that way.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. The last election, he lost the last election, right?
He did. That is correct. And the young lady who is, by the way, we extracted her. She is out of the country, under our protection now, and ready to go back in as the new, as the duly elected president. She actually won the election the last time, but before she could take office, Maduro basically kind of told her, you want to live, you better go home and lock the door and stay there, which she did.
Yeah. All this stuff here, as I'm watching it and looking at it, they're also trying to make out. Now I've heard some of these Democrats out there saying that, wait till AOC is president. What are you going to do when she decides to start killing people? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. The reason why you saw me laugh so quickly is when AOC gets president, we will definitely be auditing those election results. Okay. I know we've got some problems in this country. We've got some weird people. But we don't have that many weird people in this country, I promise you that.
I'd like to do like a National Geographic documentary just of her district. Just to try to see.
Incredible.
Yeah, we'd have to go in there with badges and guns though, because otherwise we get picked to the bone. They'd find us find our bleached skeleton in some park and what is hers, the 13th, I think? She's in the 13th district.
That's great. Yeah. Don't forget that if we're going to do that, we also have to have hazmat suits.
Because that district
has become one of the nastiest districts in the country, not just in New York. How can anybody put somebody in office that drives their constituency base to just be the filthiest, nastiest, homeless, you know, San Francisco, put it this way, it was hard to beat, but I believe this district beat San Francisco.
Right.
It's incredible, Phil. I mean, you know, and this is what we're supposed to be so excited about for change. If that's what they keep saying that they want is change. The Democrats
change.
Keep saying we got to have change. Well, we bought that bill last time with Obama. We just didn't ask him what kind of change he meant. He meant I'm taking your dollar bills and giving you back a couple pennies in change. That's what he meant. We just forgot to ask him and didn't get a clarification on it. Well, we know what they want me by change now, and we're soundly rejecting it. We're certainly not going to go that way again in this country, not especially when you see, and of course, you and I will talk about this in upcoming shows, but now it appears the fraud is not just Minnesota. It is just almost in every state, Bill, and what we're finding, an audit was just released moments ago, preliminary audit. It just blows your mind. We can't even almost describe it on the air how bad the theft and the corruption has gotten in this country for the taxpayer. Sad. That's why we're $38 trillion in debt and climbing, because people are stealing it all.
Any chance we could do like a forensic audit of the debt to find out how much of that has actually been stolen versus just kicking the can down the road? Would that be too much of an undertaking, you think?
No, we're doing that. That's part of what we're doing, I can assure you.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that is why it is going... You say, what's going to be the biggest question in this new year now is how far are we willing to take it? And I need everybody's support, not just in South Carolina, but across the country. Take it to the mat. I'm tired of playing games with these people. You know, you're stealing us blind. You're destroying our country. If we don't take it seriously and take it back, we won't have anything to take back. So let's get on the stick and get it and make it happen. Hold people accountable and get it done.
I'm quite impressed that it's still the upward trajectory still seems to be going on. I've heard a lot of people talking about how there's been a little bit of a stall, but I don't think so.
Well,
I don't think there's been a stall.
After what those people are thinking, you may think it's a stall because you can't see what's going on behind the curtain. But trust me, it's not a stall.
I don't think Trump's stalling. When I say stall, I mean like a upward trajectory. I think we're still on that upward trajectory.
We are. There's no question about that.
I think we are indeed. So anyway, Michael Letts and his organization, InvestUSA.org, has given well over 17,000 protective vests to law enforcement and the K-9 component. And he's not going to rest till they're all in the vest, InvestUSA.org. Thank you for talking to me today, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. God bless. God bless America. And we're glad this will be the year of destiny
for
the United States of America.
Indeed. Indeed. Speaking of fraud, back to those Somali daycares. They claim one of them is claiming that somebody broke in and stole all their documents. But when you look at it, at the break-in site, it's obvious that a 67 average IQ was at work there. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD. So with all the fraud being exposed in Minnesota around the Somalis and their different entrepreneurial exploits, from daycares like the Learning Center that apparently, the Learing Center, that apparently only operate between 2 in the afternoon and 10 at night, to the autism clinics submitting false claims, the spotlight now nationally is on these individuals running these various ventures. Here we have from X, from End Wokeness. My kids go here from 2 to 10 p.m., where CBS was speaking to a Somali woman outside the Learing Center to debunk Nick Shirley. Now, fortunately, for one of the Somali-run daycares, someone allegedly broke in and stole a bunch of important documents from the facility, though no loss was reported in to the initial responding officers. And now, at no fault of their own, they can't prove how legitimate the business really was. I mean, this used to happen to me all the time. My dog used to eat my my homework all the time. Which brings us to MJ Truth Ultra on X. This is so hilarious. I needed this laugh. Manager of the Nokemus Daycare Center in Minneapolis says a burglar broke into their daycare and conveniently stealing all of their student records. Now, for some reason, we kept the records in a wall behind sheetrock next to a water heater. And for some reason, whoever used that reciprocating saw to cut into this had never used a reciprocating saw, I don't think, before. And, just looking at it, you're like, well, this is not exactly the guys from Heat, from that movie Heat. This isn't, Neil and the crew. And people are saying that the images from the break-in look completely staged. So somebody who actually knows something about cutting into sheetrock says one of these Somali daycares said they got broke into and the document stolen. Has no one noticed that the other side of the break-in point is intact? Also, it's also plywood and brick stucco, which isn't the easiest to get through. See, obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a carpenter. I have zero understanding of the world of building and construction, but I am aware enough to see that drywall was evidently come from the inside of the building. There is no hole on the other side. How big was this master thief? Was he the size of a leprechaun? The depth of the wall is only a cinder block, so they are expecting us to believe that some diminutive thief shimmied through the wall, cut a hole from the inside, climbed out that little hole. And somebody else, talking about the way the drywall was cut was also incriminating. It just looks ridiculous. Whoever did it was entirely unskilled. Ergo, it had to be a Somali. Let's not even get into the part where, okay, we've got one hole cut into a wall in a room where the water heater is, where there was, there was no door, no safe, no nothing. It was stored in a wall. Do you guys store anything in your walls? And if so, how do you add to that? And if you were using that, if you were constantly using the interior of your wall as your storage point, wouldn't you have some, competence when it comes to operating a reciprocal saw to saw that hole in the wall? And why does it look like it's never been sawed before? And why would you put paperwork in there never to touch it again? And oh yes, here's a texter. Some of you guys are really quick. Where were the security cameras? Texters out there saying something tells me the security cameras weren't working the day of the alleged break-in. Yeah. Doesn't it seem mildly convenient to think to yourself that the master thief knew exactly where the documents were in some random room inside the drywall next to the water heater? I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, I just find that way too convenient. But hey, they're going to come up with all the things they can to try to explain away why they have these daycares with no children, these autism centers with no autistic people. And of course, we don't need to look at the books, right? We don't need to look at the books. I do like the way, the arrogance of this, the sense of entitlement, that they can come here and we're going to work for them and give them all the tax money and all the other stuff. And, just mind-boggling. As we look back at 2025, I'm beginning to think that the revolution is just beginning. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.